part of the reason I collected photographs because, you know, I wasn't, when I was coming up, I didn't see photographs of that nature. You know, when you see imagery from that period, you always see negative, you know, derogatory, highly stylized images of African Americans. And when I started to collect photographs, I discovered that, you know, African Americans were dignified people, you know, when they posed for their photographs, you know. So it was a kind of a counter to the negative imagery that was predicted by the largest populace. If you go back and you look at old lithographs and woodcuts of African Americans, the imagery is negative, you know, big lips, big butt, big nose, etc. You know, nappy hair and all that. It was Jim Crow imagery. It was the time, you know, we're in. So they started depicting us African Americans. You know, us dancing around, acting, it shows in all kinds of mannerisms, you know, laying around being lazy, you know, working the fields, negative imagery, stereotypical negative imagery. You very seldom see, you know, our true image. So I've collected a lot of true imagery of us, of African Americans. So I wanted to, you know, let people see the positive side of our image in the 19th century.